as she thought, then told him her intention. But he, having more passion than doubt, would not believe her, which she perceiving broke the bladder asunder betwixt her teeth, and immediately fell down as dead, whereat he was so amazed as he had not power to stir for a time. But at last calling for help, the old lady came to them, he telling her what she had done, as well as his fear would give him leave. The lady, having skill in physics, as most old ladies have, reading in herbals, and such kind of books, gave her something to make her vomit up the poison, whereat she weakly revived to life again. But she was so very sick, as almost cut off of all hopes of keeping that life, whereat he lamented, tearing his hair, beating his breast, cursing himself, praying and imploring his pardon and her forgiveness, promising and protesting never the like again, she returning no answer, but groans and sighs. But he, being a diligent servant and much afflicted, watched by